With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo.
Yo.
All right, what are we doing?
Well, Julia explained a meme to me earlier today, which you were probably already aware of, Lazo. It's the, she's a 10, but...
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it? Okay. Basically,
I guess I get what it is.
You got it. You get it a lot quicker than
I
did.
You get right away. Seems very
She's a 10, but she's missing thumbs.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. Sure, that's a good one. She's missing
thumbs.
And
now you select a new number.
Sometimes right. Literally thought you had to think of a person you knew who was a 10 and then find something wrong
with them.
Oh,
that's not what I said.
No, he thought like a million different things, yeah. But I was explaining for 20 minutes and I had a headache and he still didn't get it.
Well, maybe it's the teacher. Who knows? You know, I don't know. But so somebody sent us this or sent me this. Because all those she's a 10, but he's a 10, but it's like red flags / deal breakers, but are they actual deal breakers?
Right.
And so I saw that our favorite website, BuzzFeed, they already finished up this survey where they had people, they asked all these questions about, what do they call them? Something ridiculous. Oh, first date icks.
Oh, first date icks.
But they're asking, would these, because I guess they don't want to call them red flags, would these things be bad enough for you to cancel any plans of a second date? Or okay. Even the idea of a second date. And we've already got the results. So I'll ask you, and then I'll tell you how in line you are with everyone else, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So your date shows up, first date, wearing flip-flops. Now, I would think that that's a... Is it different for... I don't know.
I was going to say, are you... Is this pointed at one or the other?
Just because it's BuzzFeed, I kind of thought, well, they're probably talking about a guy showing up in flip-flops, right? More likely, because
I'm
if a girl shows up
I'm
in flip-flops...
I'm not repelled by that.
Well, here's the options.
I don't love it.
It's 100% fine no matter where we are. I don't expect someone to go all out on a first date. The next one is totally depends on the atmosphere of the date. Or the third one, seriously, don't show up in flip-flops under any circumstances unless we're at the beach.
Yeah, I'm with three.
That's kind of where
I don't know if it's a complete deal breaker.
I don't prefer
it. But it's pretty close.
It is, but it's not a deal breaker for a second date. I think you and I are probably on the exact same page here, Lazo. If she shows up in flip flops,
I don't love it. I may think twice about it.
I think I might think twice too.
Right,
but
because of flip flops,
yeah,
really, nice?
It's not good. It's just, not good.
It's just kind of
childish
and white trash. It reminds me of like if me and you went to a wedding, Julia, or you went to a date and you took off your shoes and danced. Like, keep your shoes on.
Oh,
everybody keep
their
shoes on. Like, why are you taking your shoes off and dancing around, like, on the floor? Like, keep your shoes on. Don't go to a buffet shoeless.
I understand. I understand the points you're making. It's just interesting hearing the lines you guys draw.
Right.
Okay, I guess I could give you the results here. So we'll just do totally depends on the atmosphere, right? We'll go in the middle here. 9% said totally fine no matter circumstances, which I thought would be higher, honestly, because I feel like a lot of people are good with them. 74% says depends, and then 17% say never.
Wow, 17% is no.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Your date,
but that's women, men.
Probably a lot of women talking about men showing up in flip-flops, right? Which I don't know if that... I don't know how common that is. I mean, based on this, if we're saying, but we know this isn't all men or women answering this, but still, a guy wearing flip-flops is more noticeable, I think. If I see, meet two people for the first time, one man, one woman, you get what I'm getting at. If they're both wearing flip-flops, I'm more likely to remember that the guy was wearing flip-flops.
Sure.
Like, yeah, he had flip-flops on.
Because almost all women wear them all the time.
And they wear sandals of some sort a lot more often. Birkenstocks are popular, you know, all those different things. So it's a little less jarring. Okay. Next, your date compares you to their mother.
Yeah, it's
compares
weird.
Me to their mother? I'm all in.
Yeah, and in the reverse, it would be.
This is a strange party, but I'm all about it.
For us, it would be they compare you to their father.
Yeah.
So Compare you to their mother or to their father.
All right.
What do you think?
Is yeah.
That's not a deal breaker to me. I mean, wait, hold on. How is she comparing me to her mother or father? Let's go father here. If she's like, oh, yeah, my dad likes that, or, oh, you remind me. Like, I don't know. What's an example of how you'd be comparing me to your father?
God, you were stunning, just like my mother.
Okay, now that, yes, that's.
Yeah. Now I'm like, all right, that was weird. That was really weird. But I'm way into it. Like, okay, let's see where this goes.
Maybe not a deal breaker, once again.
Not a deal breaker.
All right, well, here are the options.
Conversation starter.
Here are the options. I really don't mind. They probably meant it as a compliment. The next one is, as long as it's not a comparison to their parents' appearance,
oh,
I probably
she said
don't
it was
care.
Stunning.
And
like
next
her mother.
Is, yikes, no, do not do this.
Oh,
no second date.
Please, you Puritans.
So Lazo really doesn't mind.
I'm here to party.
He really doesn't mind. His option isn't on here. Love it. I'd like to get some more of it. Wish that would happen more often. That wasn't an option, so I'll just go with you don't mind. 16% don't mind. 51% say, just don't compare me to their looks.
Okay.
And then 33% say never, ever. Okay.
You guys, what? Everybody's out on this?
I'm probably... It could be a sign depending on what...
Sign of what?
Of weirdness. Just if she's like, you're
like,
handsome like
one?
My father. I'd be like, well, that's a weird thing. And she's like, oh, you're really cute. You know, my dad does cute stuff like that. The more she says it, the stranger it becomes.
Exactly.
Yeah, but again, none of it's a deal breaker for the first date. You know, for a second date.
It may
date.
Be
There's
a
no
deal
way.
Breaker for marriage. But it ain't a deal breaker for drinks at La Taquito.
La Taquito. Mm-mm, thirsty? Hungry? Next, your date just mentioned crypto and is now talking about cryptocurrency.
I get enough of that here.
Well, no, that's AMC. We don't talk about crypto. Come on, totally different.
Not a turnoff. It's fine.
That's great. I wanted to learn more about it. Next is, I'm indifferent and the subject will probably change in a few minutes anyway, or no, shut up, please.
B.
C.
I'll go with Julie on this one. No, shut up, please. 33% say no, shut up, please. 61% say, it'll probably pass. 6% say, great, I've been wanting to learn more about crypto. Those people had to have clicked the wrong box, right? Okay. Next one is, they left their phone face up on the table and keep glaring at the screen or glancing at the screen.
Glancing or glaring?
Glancing at the screen. So they keep looking at it while you're talking.
I don't care.
Do not care at all. Is this an issue, Julia?
I'll notice it, but I don't think it's a deal breaker.
They're just glancing at it. It's not like they're picking up and reading it all the time. They're glancing. They get an alert. They look at it. And
if it's face up, that doesn't mean it's anything sketchy.
Right.
Okay, but even if they were on their phone the whole time, I might think this person, maybe they're not that into me.
Right.
He's on
the
phone a lot. But if they offer a second
date. I would think they're waiting on something. I don't know. I wouldn't think anything bad about it.
It's not. It's certainly not going to be a deal breaker for a second date. I just assume that's what happens now.
If they were on it the whole time, yeah, that's annoying. But that's, I don't know. It seems like they're respectfully kind of just keeping an eye.
Yeah. 8%, only 8%, say all good, maybe short on time. Only 8%. 70% say if they tell me beforehand that they're expecting an important message, then it's okay. And then 22% say, deal breaker, this is rude. Okay, next one. Your date is singing along to the songs playing at the bar, but they keep messing up the words.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be me.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Singing along.
I hate it.
To the songs, but messing
it's
up
a deal breaker for me.
For a second date, it's probably the closest
it is.
One
when
so
they're
far.
Singing, and especially if, you know, it's like a song comes on, like, oh, I love this song, but they sing the wrong words, and they're...
Okay, well, that's even
Is it because
worse.
They got the words wrong or because they're singing at all?
I think it's
the
both.
Words wrong, it's really, though. Singing the words wrong means you really don't know the words of the song, so why are you pretending
so
you know the
you
words of the song?
Got it.
The whole thing's weird.
Singing
Quit
along
singing.
Is kind of weird.
I just do that when I'm drunk.
Just on, but that wouldn't be on a first date, or would it? First date,
yeah,
you just
of course
start
it would.
Get what? Drunk and singing
what
along.
What else do you do on a first date?
Right. Yeah,
I mean, I'm asking Julia. I don't know. Because I can't hear it. What are you guys singing
Listen,
to?
I'm not going to say I wouldn't do that. Like, I'm not going to say I wouldn't get drunk on a first date and sing along terribly and ruin everything for myself. I'm just saying I haven't had the opportunity to.
Right.
I think this could be the closest to a deal breaker so far on the list for me, unless it depends on what we're starting with here. If we're doing that game from this weekend, you know, she's a 10, but she sings along to the songs at the bar and sings them wrong. Well, but she's a 10. Like, that's definitely not a deal breaker for the next.
Yourself.
It's very annoying. And embarrassing.
Car when someone's singing the wrong words on the
You guys, there's worse things that could happen. Let it go.
I don't like singing along in the car, really.
Sing along in the car, you're having fun, it's good, you really like the song, you sing to it, that's fine.
That's if you're in a mood.
But if you're just singing and you don't know the words and you're making them up as you go,
well,
you're just annoying.
If I'm three vodka waters in and I thought I knew it, but turns out I didn't, sorry.
Okay, what if you're on a date and the guy's the one doing it, Julia?
Julia does this a lot.
She clearly does. So it's fine
for
you.
She's clearly a vodka and wrong lyric singer.
Right. Try and think of it from your perspective now.
We're
and imagine
just
a guy
doing
best.
It.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and vote on this. So is it a deal breaker, Laszlo, for you or no?
It's close.
Close.
Okay, 41% say, I don't know the words either, but we can sing together. So they're like all into it. 35% say, maybe it's cute if they do it once, but no more than that, which I think there is something to that, too. Like, yeah, they started singing. That was weird, but it didn't happen again. So, and then 24% say, how loud are they singing? Why do you keep singing if you don't know the words? Are they singing over our conversation? I'm sorry, this feels weird. Goodbye. So that one's close to me, the closest so far. Your date keeps making sexual innuendos and jokes on the first date.
Okay.
Is that a deal breaker?
Like, what do you mean? Like,
yeah, this is one that needs an example.
Your date keeps making sexual innuendos and jokes. And the answer or the options are, ha, bring it on, or I'll tolerate a few remarks before I say something, or gross and tasteless. If we don't have rapport with each other, then these comments aren't welcome on a first date. Goodbye.
No, I'm good. I want you to tell me that, you know. Talk about your mom and dad.
Right.
Why would this? I mean, like, of all things, like, why would this
offend
me?
You think that's funny? Let's talk about your father. He's cute. So, ha, bring it on, because I'm good with the sexual innuendos.
Julia?
If I'm on a date with a guy that I barely know that well, and he's making them a lot, I am going to be like,
I think it's different for men and women.
Yes, it is.
I definitely think, because for men, it's like, I like this. It's funny. It's aggressive.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. But if a guy's like, hey, look at that onion ring tower. It looks like my dick.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's an innuendo or not, but I was trying to think of
something. Say, I was just thinking it looked like my dad's. I saw that. And then you're like, match made in heaven.
But if a girl's like, hey, look at that blooming onion. It looks like my...
Oh, dude. Gross. We were talking about dick. We had to bring that up. Okay, 11% say, ha, bring it on, which we're all in the 11% there. I guess Julia's not. Sorry to lump you in there. But, Julia, you said you were, you know, maybe okay with it for a little while. It just depends on how long he's doing
it. Yeah, I mean, I think maybe, like, one is okay, but if they continue to make them, I'm scared.
50% said, tasteless, get out of here, never again. Okay, they just called the waitress, m'lady.
Excuse me, m'lady.
God. Oh, God.
I like it. I like it.
M'lady. Says they're probably just nervous and trying to be polite. I quietly ask them not to say that again.
Why? Oh, on the first date.
Right.
He goes, excuse me, m'lady. You're like, could you never say that again? You're like, well, this date is good.
Don't. He stop.
Come here. Please don't say m'lady. Shut the very embarrassing.
Or who says that? No, that disrespect is weird. So I'm going with, I'm definitely not going to quietly ask them not to say it again. That's even weirder. Probably just nervous and trying to be polite, right? M'lady. You're dorky if you say m'lady.
Yeah.
That's all. I think, well, this is a dorky person trying to be polite. Maybe they're nervous, you know.
Well, maybe they're trying to be funny.
They
sound like a theater kid.
Yeah.
Sounds hard. No.
It does. M'lady. I get it.
I work at the Renaissance Fair every year.
Right.
Yeah,
that's it.
Could be that.
That could be that. But again,
I'm not dating that person.
We're canceling a second date because
yes.
of this? For ladies, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Renaissance people.
Julia, the guy, first date, and he's like, excuse me, m'lady. And then he's like, m'lady. M'lady. More
well,
coffee.
Now you're going over it.
Well, they didn't limit it to how many times he says m'lady.
M'lady.
I don't know. I don't think m'lady is getting m'laid.
Okay, fair enough. Your date just ordered for you without your permission, ladies.
Well, yeah, that would be
weird. Why would you do that?
Because it's polite.
No, it's not.
She'll take the lasagna. She's like, I don't like lasagna.
Or
like, you do now,
like,
m'lady.
Or what if he's like, pasta for me? She'll take the salad.
It's proper etiquette. It's a polite thing to do. It's very chivalrous.
No, that's
you
so
order
weird.
For m'lady. Yes.
Oh, my God.
M'lady will have the strawberry field salad, and I'll have the lasagna. And if m'lady wants anything else, she'll whisper it to me.
Well, so bad.
So ordering without your permission, Julie, that's a deal breaker?
Yeah.
Okay, no second
date. It's weird. Who does that?
I don't know. 78% of people said it's a deal breaker, but 2% said,
but wait,
cool.
Hold on a second. Let's say it's a first date for you.
For me?
Right? And you're just sitting down. You go to a restaurant. It's a nice restaurant. And the girl next to you, right?
Yeah.
This is, you were doing like the 10 thing. So you, at least you find her attractive. I'm not saying she's a 10. Yeah. And she just looks over and goes, he'll have the porterhouse with a baked potato and a beer.
Yeah.
You're like,
cool.
All right, my lady.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
Right on. Like, it's different.
Well,
right?
I guess we know who takes charge in this relationship.
I'm like, bring it on.
Because I was really worried.
And don't forget about the whiskey. Neat. And you're like,
all in.
And then she says, why don't you go out and have a cigarette and I'll wait here for it. I'm like, all right, this is great, right? So,
yeah, I'm in.
But if you did that to a woman, if you said, you know, she'll have the whatever, women order, whatever
food,
that is.
Food, drinks, I think.
Whatever
I
they
could
want,
be wrong. I don't know.
The scampi.
Yeah.
And a glass of white wine. If you said that, she'll have the scampi, a glass of white wine and something else. And it would be really weird.
It would be weird, but I can't believe you wouldn't see me again just because I ordered dinner for you one time. I mean, it's very old-fashioned, I know that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I wouldn't do it, but I am saying if somebody did do it, it might be cool where I could see a woman never liking that.
Yeah, for a woman, I could see her never liking
never
it.
Liking
for
it.
Me,
for
I'm
you,
like, this, I'm intrigued.
Dinner, be like, yeah, I'm intrigued. Why did that happen? Where are we headed with this relationship? Date two is on.
Your date chews with their mouth.
We're going to go somewhere expensive.
Yes, somewhere expensive. Your date chews with their mouth open.
Yeah, it's gross. Who does
that?
You got to go? Hold on, Lazo. No second date? What if everything else about him turns out to be
Slim
great?
What we learned about
Slim Fast
in the last game is that he's accepting of absolutely everything.
No, but I'm accepting of lots of one things. Shouldn't everyone be? I mean, we're just...
It's not that big of a deal. You're
it's
right.
It's not that big of a deal. She chews with her mouth open. It is weird. I'm like, why is she chewing with her mouth open?
I don't know what
like
that looks
it.
Like, to be honest with you. Does anybody really do that? No one does that.
I don't
people
know. Children,
do
right? I mean, kids do it?
I've never seen anybody do it in real life.
I've not seen adults.
Like, everybody's like, oh, I hate people who do this, but I've never sat across from the table and seen anybody absolutely do it.
I guess there's people who talk while they're eating a lot, so maybe she's talking while she's chewing. I mean,
that wouldn't bother me, I guess. I don't know.
Have
you ever sat across an adult and them go,
oh.
I've never seen it. Like, we all hate it, but I've never seen it. It's like something that doesn't exist.
So.
We just decided we hate about people.
Yeah,
like
right.
One dude in
not
a trailer in Montana who does that.
I think you're right.
That's it.
Right.
I've never seen anybody actually do it.
Like the guy who says m'lady. It's probably the same dude. He says m'lady, he chews with his mouth open, he orders food for you.
The Church of Laszlo.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!